Wow.
Welcome to the Archers of the North podcast. I am your host, Isaac Ice Johnson, and I am joined by Josh, Jesse, and Kai. Jump in.
What up,
Hi.
everybody?
Kai is also here.
That is allegedly. He's in witness protection, but he's here.
WITSEC. Everybody loves WITSEC.
Is that a that's a tough thing to abbreviate, I feel like. It
I don't know
implies that
what
you talk about it a lot.
I don't know what well, WITSEC I've heard on like TV shows before, but I don't understand how it stands for witness protection. WITSEC, like witness secular protection? Like what? I know it's WITSEC, but I
We're
don't
30
know.
minutes in and I'm already Googling something.
Those non-secular witnesses.
Yeah, there's witness sacred protection and witness secular protection, as is true with most of life.
The Pope goes to witness sacred protection. Yes, quite.
That's why he's so modern and seen as revolutionary.
Yeah. wit. Oh no, we're gonna need to.
Oh,
put
no,
we're gonna
wit
need
sec
to.
And wit sack. Yep.
It's because it's supposed to be witness security program, not to.
Okay.
Mood here, but
so I've got a good bridge into stuff. You ready? I'm bridging us into
bridge
stuff
up.
right away. We're only a minute 20 seconds in.
Bring us over.
So I because it's the end of the NFL season, RIP regular season of the NFL, I went back and listened to our beginning of the year podcast to look back at our predictions and see kind of how we did, what we figured out, what we predicted. And that was super fun. But the thing that made me think about it, Jesse said, bleep it out. That was the first podcast that we used the bleep. And so just a little insider for those who don't know.
We've come so far.
We have come so far.
Beep.
Bleep. Bleep. What happens when I'm inserting bleeps is I have to splice the audio into a bunch of different sections, and then I delete the ones with the swear words and insert a bleep into that space. So it's going to say like it divides it up into like, you know, this section one of three, and then I delete the second one, which is the swear word, and put in the bleep in that spot. So normally I'm cutting up sections into five or six pieces, you know, because over the course of 20 minutes we have like four or five things that I'm going to bleep in there, something like that. The first thing, our NFL week one section where we first introduced the bleep. Anyone have guesses for how many sections that was cut up into because the number of bleeps we had? That very first one. Again, average at this point is probably 3 to 5.
I'll take 15 right off the bat.
That feels high. I mean, I don't believe in us, but that feels high. I'm going to go with 10.
You guys have way too much faith in us. I'm going to say 23.
All of you were not close. It was 36.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Kai
it
got
36
it.
Sections.
Yeah. Kai knows us better than we know
Price
ourselves.
Price is Right rules.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the dedication you brought to this pod. I'm not even willing to stop eating Cheez-Its. I keep cutting my mic so I can eat Cheez-Its mid-pod. And you're over here cutting our pod into 36 sections so you don't
to
hear
be
me
fair,
say
that first back. One. That first one was all experimentation. So what I ended up doing is like I bleeped out a bunch of non-swear words in the first pod. For those who remember, I bleeped out like Jesse saying family at one point, or you know, like random things. Like I just bleeped out random words.
Classic.
Because I thought it was.
I did not know that.
Oh man, they're gonna listen to the pod and like everything. So we should just all have a nice bleep trip. And I was saying, family.
Well, and then it was, I think Kai said, we're just, no, I said, we're just a bunch of dorks. And I bleeped out dorks. And it's hilarious. so
right,
anyway, that first one, it was cut into 36 pieces, just that one segment. Anyway, so that was my first takeaway. That was awful to listen to. So sorry, listeners, as I sliced that one up into so many pieces. Other little things from that beginning of the NFL week one thing that I thought were interesting. The thing we talked about was the booing the moment of unity in the Chiefs game. You remember that?
Oh God,
that, how that
I
happened?
Do.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, what happened to moments of unity? Did those happen like all season?
I mean, people didn't like them. People didn't like them. They booed them.
I think when you boo them, you might be you know, like I agree with them, but like you don't want to keep being the fan, keep being the group that gets booed for your moments of unity, right? You don't want to keep being that one over and over again. Like
the Chiefs PR team after that, it's like maybe we cut the moment of unity. I don't know. It seems like they're not big fans, I guess.
They're saying so much that they don't want to see the moment of unity. We don't want our fans to be booing moments of unity all year.
It's a bad look for us if that's the news line.
Over,
but honestly, like Because someone brought that up to me last week, and I know it's been overshadowed by who's in and who's out with COVID, but there were all these things at the beginning of the year about how different teams were handling the national anthem. Like, some teams weren't coming out at the beginning, and some teams were kneeling, and some teams – and I heard zero things about that in the season. Was that just me not paying attention, or
– No, it was the world paying attention.
The reverb from our podcast. Once word got around that we were away, we were like, okay, we got to wise enough.
See, that's why we just play it smart. We don't even play the national anthem on the podcast anymore.
It got to be too divisive. We only play the Scottish national anthem, Amazing Grace.
I want to be very clear. While Ice is singing right now, I am on my knee. I want to be very clear about that.
Oh, my God. Do. I don't believe it.
I've got a pint of Guinness in my hand.
Right.
So, Josh, did we make any like outlandish predictions that turned out to be fascinatingly true by me?
We did. We did make some good predictions, but I'll just say the last interesting tidbit. Ice continually talking during that pod about him having to bleep and then passing off the producership was some real next level stuff. And that whole pod, he's like, I have to go through a bleep all this. And has never touched a pod since. Like, that's just laughing.
That was really smart. I didn't realize I timed it so well, but I clearly timed that really well. So,
Ayo.
You sold high on your pod ownership rights. I could have just.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, I did it too. Anyway, so we are going to – that's a good transition into at least a little bit of more, like, takey things. I think today's going to be kind of like a heavy take podcast more than, like, a really jokey podcast. Mm-hmm. Does that seem right to you guys?
I plan on joking. I'm going to be very jokey and less takey, I think.
Well, I don't know if we know any other way.
Takes only.
Yeah.
Okay, I have takes. I only have jokes.
Well, I'm planning to have many takes, and my first one, I'm titling it Just in Time, Just in Time, because we are talking about two different Justins. I'm taking like a couple minutes here because I was looking at this today, and I thought, I don't know, I want to make a case. It's basically my send-off to the Vikings season, which means that I'm just going to talk about Justin Jefferson because there's nothing else to talk about. Dalvin Cook was also good. So there are two Justins out there right now. There's Justin Jefferson and there's Justin Herbert. And a lot of people think that it's going to be Justin Herbert that wins the Rookie of the Year. I think Vegas has him at like you don't win. You have to bet like $100 to win like 10 or something like that right now for Justin Herbert.
What does Mankato have him at? That's the real question.
Probably the same. I probably don't know better than Vegas, right? Damn. I run the Mankato betting, so.
Ice is in the Mankato ring. That's good.
Yeah, I just gave that away. You got to bleep that. Now they all know.
Put him in the whisk pass or whatever.
So actually, I was going to say this to the end, but I'm going to put this at the beginning. I understand that the quarterback position is more important than the wide receiver position. I would trade Justin Jefferson for Justin Herbert right now as a Vikings fan. Ooh. If we could do like a little like Kirk Cousins for like Mike Williams type swap too, then I would do that. I would do
that'd
that.
That'd be super enticing. Right? There's no way the Chargers agree to that, right?
And I'm sure – right, exactly. I'm just saying I understand Justin Herbert has more value because of his position and his ability at it. But my argument is two parts. What Justin Jefferson did this year is way more like unprecedented, ridiculous than what Justin Herbert did. And in like 10 years, Justin Jefferson's wide receiver season this year, the record might stand or it might be like second at worst, probably second, maybe third at worst. Herbert's record
maybe
is not going to be a record.
Fifth or sixth.
But I'm saying Herbert's record is not going to be a record in three years. I bet it'll be broken within the next 3 years, his touchdown record. So right now the records are Justin Jefferson put up 1,400 receiving yards as a rookie. That's a record by like Anquan Boldin had like 1,370 or something like that. But Justin Jefferson only broke one record. Herbert broke the touchdowns record. He also finished second in yards for a rookie quarterback. I just want to say a couple things on that. So first of all, Justin Jefferson finished second in Pro Football Focus grading at four wide receivers overall. Herbert finished outside the top five. I don't have PFF, so I don't know exactly what he finished. I just know that it was outside the top five. And so that
37 are all possible.
Right. If anyone has it and you want to share it with me, so we've been doing a lot of sharing of accounts recently. Josh
Scott,
Scottio
Scott,
has
Scott
it.
Olson, perhaps.
That'll get you it. I'm gonna bleep it.
So, yeah, please bleep that. So anyway, and that could be my argument in itself, right? Jefferson had a better year at his position than Herbert had at his position. That's a good enough argument by itself, but it's kind of late. The bigger argument that I have, though, is that Herbert's season this year was largely based on volume. He threw the third most pass attempts of any rookie ever. And he finished with the most completions ever, most touchdowns ever, second most yards ever. That's awesome. But there have only been 12 quarterbacks ever who have thrown 500 plus pass attempts as a rookie. And so
Patrick
he's only
Mahomes.
Really right. Well, no, he didn't play as a rookie. He's only really competing with like 12 guys. He's not really competing with people who didn't throw 500 pass attempts because you would
are
have
you
to have
me,
Aaron Rodgers efficiency.
My 1970s gem Terry Bradshaw did not,
right.
did not throw the ball
right.
500 times.
Right, that's a really good point, Kai. I'll cut this short because it's going longer than I thought it would be. But that's a really good point because those people that we drafted from the 70s to from 70 to 80, they don't count in these stats. They just straight up are irrelevant. Meanwhile, Justin Jefferson set the rookie record for yards in the Super Bowl era because
that's existed since at least 1960 something.
Right, no, but he set the in the Super Bowl era because he doesn't have the rookie record. There's a guy who has it from 1956 or something like that.
Don freaking Hudson, yep. baby.
My point is essentially this. Let me finish really quick. My point is essentially this. Jefferson is competing with guys all the way back to 1950. Herbert is competing with five of the 19 20-plus touchdown rookie quarterback seasons. I'm gonna say that again because there's a lot of numbers.
Wow.
There have been 19 seasons of 20 plus touchdowns that quarterbacks have thrown as rookies. Okay, are you
got
with
it.
Me?
Yep.
20 plus touchdowns.
Stick to the lame argument, Ice. I'm lost.
Right. 20 or more touchdown seasons. So you threw for 20 or more touchdowns
19
as
of them.
A rookie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There have been 19
times.
Of them.
Yes.
Five of them have happened in the last 3 years.
Cool.
So over a quarter of them have happened in the last
there
three.
Has not
13
been
of them
19
have happened
QBs in the last 3 years.
Five
of them.
I'm purposely
okay, I get
that.
Okay.
No one laughed.
I'm
going to go back
yeah,
to eating.
Anyway, I'll finish up. But 13 of those 19 seasons happened in the last 10 years. So really, Herbert's not competing with more
he's
than
product,
like the last 10
he's
years.
He's a very
of
good product of the times. Right.
Yes. That's what I was going to say too, is he's good. He's mm-hmm. really good. But he's really only competing with like Baker Mayfield, which great. Like he, you know, and he beat him and that's awesome. But it's not that big of a sample size. Whereas Jefferson, there's of the top 10 receiving yard seasons, rookie receiving yard seasons, two are from this decade, two are from the 2000s, two are from the 1990s, one is from the 1980s, three of them are from the 60s.
Yeah.
So you can argue that Jefferson's competing with way more people than Herbert as well. As well as that first thing of he's a top three receiver this year, or he was statistically. And Herbert was not a top three quarterback. Anyway,
I like that point the best, Ice. One is top
okay.
three in his position as a rookie. That's such a good point though.
I could have just said that, but anyway.
That was a good case for rookie of the year and also the Viking season. Just to summarize the whole season, right? You went 1-5 to start, won like five of the games, had a chance to make the playoffs, and then won me a bunch of money last week. That was like the Viking season, I think.
That's what they put. Yeah,
no, they absolutely murdered the Packers, though, Josh. Do note that.
That's true.
Right, but we also won Josh money. That's our main claim to fame.
That's the pot. That's their.
So
anyway, so that was that. I know you guys could talk about the Packers too. I feel like there's a lot to talk about, but you guys are.
You guys were speaking about other candidates for rookie of the year, and I don't want to just be, you know, invoke small sample size flaws here, but my guy Jalen Hurts, if you find me 11,780 more votes for rookie of the year, this guy's got a freaking bag. Like,
honestly,
Jalen Hurts,
nice.
For over 1,000
what
yards.
You're doing right now, what you're ignoring is criminal, honestly. I think it's criminal, and I think it should be investigated. Mm-hmm. Let's go down the
that, and I'm going to go ahead and say I think the fact that Vegas is stacked against my guys, I think that is criminal, and I think that Vegas is adding votes and taking away my archives.
So if I may, if I may, should I get to I'd like to go on air if I could our week one predictions about the NFL to put a bow on that that pod experience. Is that cool if I
yeah,
do that a little bit?
No, please don't do that.
All right, I'm going to run down. Run them down. I just wrote them down in this order, so I'll read them in this order. Ice.
Josh is going to do his classic thing where it's Josh narrating it. The brilliant and bold Josh predicted the Rams would be.
That was the fairy tale, Kai. That was the fairy tale reading that I did where I was brilliant and bold. Ice's first one, Washington football team to the Super Bowl. Still a possibility. Still could happen.
Feeling good.
I mean, genuinely, you were high on Washington, and they won the division, which is kind of shocking.
Feeling real good.
Ice's other one that Kai agrees is that Tampa Bay is very overrated. And that one did not go well.
Right about that.
I will say off that one, like, I don't feel like super strong in my win of that one. I didn't come out of this being like, yeah, they're dominant. Like, they just won the record that we said they needed to win to be dominant. Still a little overrated. I think the take was fine. The numbers just fell our way of 9-7.
Well, we said they were for sure. Well, they ended up with 10 wins on the year, right? Or 11 wins on the year, maybe. I think they were 11-5. But we said we said that they were going to get at least 9 wins, and they did that, so that was good. Okay, but that was all Ice predicted. It was a pretty low Ice prediction pod on that front, but he went 1-2.
Smart
for two,
Ice.
Not bad.
I love it. Small sample size.
Jesse that's was what we do. High volume, like a little more high volume. let's see. Jesse's high on the Cardinals. Whoops. That didn't go as well.
Okay.
They had like a 3-week window where they looked like they might.
If they played better, that would have been a fine.
If they won more games, it would have looked good. I think you did. Jesse's other take is New York is the Democratic Party. We liked that one in the moment. That was a good one. Not really about the NFL.
The Jets?
What was that take? Explain that to me. Explain that one to me like I don't understand.
You said New York is the Democratic Party and that they kind of rest on their, hey, we're New York, we're fine, and don't actively try to get better. And then what happens is the New York teams are terrible.
Stand by that. So. Stand by that, actually. That's a great take. I beat that pod.
And then Jesse said the Bucks will make the playoffs above 500. Check, check. Josh
Bucks
agrees with
six.
I said the Cards will be the most prolific offense in the NFL. Whoops. that didn't happen.
Oops. Oops.
To be fair, I wrote next to that one, everyone agreed. So screw all of you. Yep. You all agreed with me. And then I wrote Jets are the worst, and they are in all the ways.
Second worst.
Well, no, they're worst. The worst in this, the experience.
Oh,
of the Jets.
You're right.
I said on the pod they're the worst football team, and apparently they're not the worst football team. Somehow, they're the worst in terms of all the other things that make a fandom. Let's see. Kai said Texans are great.
great at helping Miami. That's
okay. You didn't let him finish. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't let him finish.
Great at getting a top draft pick for another team. That's what they're great at. and then I wrote 49ers terrible / maybe not. So kind of covered both of those.
Is that our new takes? Can we just end our takes with maybe not? Because I'll do that.
You just gotta say it quiet enough that hope Josh doesn't pick it up on the editing process.
The 49ers are terrible, or maybe they're really sure.
And then let's rank our Super Bowl predictions. What the percentage likelihood is that they happen at this point. Okay.
Ooh.
Kai had Chiefs Packers. Ice had Ravens Seahawks. Jesse had Chiefs Saints. And I had Bills Seahawks.
What? Oh, I guess they're I thought they were both in the NFC.
Honestly,
I'm last.
But let's just take a step back. Like, okay, we went chalky, but we still no one went cute. No one messed it up.
There was no Texans in the Super Bowl.
No Cards. Actually, Ice did start by saying, obviously the football team will be there, but I'll pick someone else. So I'm not quite sure how to read that. But Ice ended with
you
the Ravens.
You seem very serious,
and
Ice. Yeah.
Seahawks.
And that is way more possible than you thought it would be. So I think that is correct.
So, yeah, I think that Kai's is the most likely Chiefs Packers, right, just based on matchups. I think Jesse's is second, Saints Chiefs. And then Ice and I are fighting Ravens, Seahawks, and Bills, Seahawks. I don't know. What's more likely?
I'd say Bill Seahawks for sure,
Yeah,
right?
I
Like
think
right now in this
just
very
because of the
moment.
home field advantage too. Like Bills get it for two games. Ravens got to do the entire thing on the road, right? So like I think that's
Sure.
it.
Josh Allen's not battle tested the way Lamar. I mean, we got a former
Are we saying
MVP.
Lamar's battle tested? Are we saying he's playoff ready? Did we watch the
He
playoffs?
knows how to lose a playoff series, and now he's gonna learn playoffs.
Playoffs.
He's gonna learn how to win now. You have to fail before he
I'm
can
sorry. I
thrive.
forgot about playoff success, Lamar Jackson.
I like it. That was poetic, Kai.
Mm-hmm.
I
He's,
like
he's, now
it.
he's a ra now he's a Raven.
Our last
Ooh, oh my
picks
God.
that we made were for MVP. And this was the most
Oh,
heartbreaking one. We've talked about this in the
please
chat.
continue.
But Rodgers, Kai, you went with Rodgers. You're like, it's my boy Rodgers. And then you're like, no, what? No, can't be Rodgers. It's going to be Matt Ryan.
That's when you swerve into the oncoming lane.
Well, and your
I
logic
feel like
was sound. Yeah,
I got hacked.
your logic was sound because you're like, no one's going to give Rodgers the MVP for taking a 13-3 team to a 10-6 team. What you didn't expect was
But the
that he'd
joke's
do
on
the exact
everybody's.
same. Yeah.
Last year we were actually a 10-6 team that went 13-3.
Yeah,
right.
And this year we were a 16-0 team that went 13-3. So, you know,
Are
so
we
kind of
the
those.
Pac
Classic?
best 13-3 teams in history?
There you
Kai
go.
gets
Let's get it
a
going.
half point for Rodgers and then negative 16 points for Matt Ryan.
Hey, you got you can take you know what I said? Take out 11,700 votes, and Matt Ryan probably comes up with the MVP.
Ice, do you remember who your pick was for MVP?
Derek
That
Carr.
was close. It started with a D. It was
Oh,
Dak Prescott, which is sad now, but
that's a
it was a
great
good pick.
pick, though. I'm happy with
Apart
it.
from the
I'm
fact
happy
that he
with it.
broke his leg and played like four games, it was.
I'm not that okay. I'm not happy with that
I'm happy
specifically.
he
Just
is
to put that out
apparently there's
there.
a new podcast name. Apparently Ice is happy Dak broke his leg. That's the
It's dark.
I think that feels unfair, but
But Dak
you
was
know,
a good pick. It just
it
didn't
is what
work
it is.
out.
And
I
before you
know.
say it, let's just say the first name of who I said and move on. Who's the
Yeah.
first name of the guy I said?
Matt Ryan.
Non was the first name.
I believe, but the one that I said though was Aaron.
Ndamukong.
Aaron,
Aaron.
yes.
Yep.
Aaron, right.
I said Aaron, my girlfriend. And that's it. And that's all we
Jesse's
care
pick
about.
was for a non-QB, and you
My
did pick
girlfriend
Aaron
Aaron. I
Donald,
know. That was nice. No,
but
oh,
that
not
was
quite.
I deserve literally a half point. I got half of the name right.
Fair. I give you a half point.
That's fair.
No, except I guess. Anon
Ice, are
is
you
probably
gonna
more what
fight
the
me
name
over
was.
these
That's fine.
imaginary
Give him
points? I
a
got negative 15 and a
Okay.
half. Are we
You
battling
know,
these?
I don't think, guys, I want to talk about something. I don't think Jesse deserves
Our
that
point system
imaginary
is
point.
less valuable than the whose line is it anyways point system. Like,
Somehow, yes.
and yet I don't think you
oh.
deserve it.
So then my MVP pick, loud and proud, Josh Allen. He'll place a distant third this season, probably. Or fourth, depending on how the
Still
but
good,
yeah,
though.
it was
Just, I like
It's
that's a
really
good
good.
take,
Yeah.
Josh. Can we add the
Yeah.
caveat that we did sadly make these picks one game into the year? Like, I would have been curious to see what we would have said, like before
Yeah.
Josh Allen went off for 500 yards and whatever, like week
Yeah,
one.
Dak Prescott was tearing it up like on my TV as I made that pick. I was like, this guy's gonna be great.
I watched the
Yeah,
game
maybe
of
next
Aaron
year we do
Donald
preseason predictions. I don't know. That seems like asking too
ruining
much of us, though.
that game. But we can predict MVP of the preseason. That's subjective. We all just argue our guys and we all win. Boom.
I
All
like
right.
that.
So wait,
That that sums
actually,
up our predictions. Go
real
ahead.
question. Isn't the preseason like done? Are they actually going to do a preseason next year? Or I thought there was like the preseason's basically just getting cut now. Like I thought like or heavily canceled. Is that am I not correct in that thought?
I think
You're asking
they
the right
they've
guys,
talked about
Jesse.
cutting it
I
back.
don't know.
My sources. I've been in the
It's the
room.
sources close to me say we're playing an extra
Multiple
game in the
sources.
regular season. And the negotiations are honing in on something for
I just read
preseason.
something the other
I
day. I guess we'll talk
think the
NFL
TBA.
anyways. Yeah, I read something the other day that said like they're trying to cut OTAs and mini camps now in like the latest negotiations. So they're just
Truth.
like, listen, we'll show up on Sundays 16 times and that's it. That's what I feel like, which is fair. I mean, like,
Steven, I'm pretty sure they're adding
yeah,
an
they're
overall
adding. Yeah,
that's
game,
what I'm
though.
They're
We'll
adding
talk about this. They're
17
adding a
games.
game, but I really thought I heard in the rumor mill that
That
like
was my take.
preseason football might not come back after the pandemic. But maybe I just, made that up in a dream.
I'm pretty sure they're adding one more game though, so it'd be
the
seven.
Thing is, oh my god! Like I've heard,
we're gonna.
But for real, can they eliminate motion for them to eliminate Thursday night football and just? Like,
oh no! Come on, we need Thursday
else.
Night football.
I no, motion we... motion to change whoever schedules it. That man should have been fired. That man's worse than Adam Gase. He should have been fired a long time
right.
ago.
Yeah. Right. That's the issue.
Before
yeah.
you slander
that's
Adam fair. Gase, he did almost exactly what he was meant to do until he completely butchered it, and then he stopped doing what he was supposed to do. So it was really close. Almost
same
nailed
my
it.
MVP take, so I think I got it right.
All right, all right. We come back. We've got some NFL playoff stuff, right? We'll talk the end of the season, looking forward to playoffs, and my millions, my million-dollar bets that are actually not $1 million. Don't worry.
So I gotta be real. Can you guys still hear me? I said I got ad, but then I clicked on the wrong microphone when I entered this, so I don't think you can hear me that well, can you?
No,
yeah,
it's really
creative content only, guys.
Yeah. This advertisement is for clicking the right microphone when you enter the thing, because I clicked the wrong one and I can't change it.
Wait, do
I mean
you
we
guys
can
get multiple microphones?
Yeah, I got
what
a bunch of microphones.
What kind
over
of
here.
Witchcraft is this?
So this microphone, the nice. Microphone that's being used right now, which is probably disgusting, is the one that comes with my document camera that I have for my office, and not my headset microphone. So you're listening to me through a
dude,
thing
God.
That's intended to be a document camera.
Hello.
Now, do you hear how crisp and beautiful my voice sounds in this wonderful whatever kind of microphone headset this is?
Not yes. only it lights up. Wait, tell them about the light size.
It's the Runmus RUNMUS headset.
What? What's the average user time for grasping how to use it? Ice, like how many hours does one have to spend?
Well, I don't know about the average, but for me, it took quite a bit of time. But that just shows how quality of a product the Runmus headset version that I have is. And so you should use it. Kai, what kind of headset do you have? Because your voice sounds buttery smooth.
I have the $30 iPhone headphones. Not mind you, not the AirPods.
AirPods
go
Max.
Into my iPhone. Yep, the
beautiful.
AirPod Max exclusive $30 version. So,
and yeah. Josh,
mine is bright blue from Amazon.
Oh God!
And
poor
I like
hack.
It because it's
get
because it's
here.
Blue and. And it showed up on my doorstep. And that's what I knew about it when I got it.
All right, this is turning into an Amazon ad. I'm going to leave. Can't do it.
All right, we're out of here. Oh, this is normal. I was about to start singing again.
Woo,
welcome
we
back.
Always want to hear you sing. That's what I'm talking
well,
about.
Jesse, do you sound normal again, or do you sound like a crazy behemoth beast?
Oh, that seems kind of rude. It's
oh,
doing
look
beefy.
How clear it sounds.
Hello
ooh.
There. Welcome to
oh,
Jesse post behemoth beast. It's the best version of me, I'd say. So here we
it's
are.
Alter ego.
I'd like to open with a take we all agree on. The Rams are one of the worst teams to ever make the playoffs in NFL history. I think we all kind of mutually
all right,
agree on that.
Let's
today.
Get into it. Isn't this the NBA segment?
Yeah, the Rams.
I said I prepped it as the NFL segment, mm-hmm. which may have been a mistake, but it's mm-hmm. too late now because Jesse brought the Rams.
I already said the word
so
Rams,
the
and there is no Rams in basketball. I looked. So
them spiting words.
Them spiting words.
What do you want to do? Do you want to just break down each matchup? Do you want to talk personally about matchups that affect us, you know, on like an emotional level? What are we feeling here?
I'm in a too unstable place right now to talk about the emotional matchups, I think. Okay. That really got me going earlier today. I don't think I can redo all of that. Let's take it from the – why don't we start with the matchups we care least about and just kind of breeze through them so we can get to the –
okay, so we're
going to
start with the NFC, basically, is what
speaking
you're saying.
Speaking of breezing through them, how about the Bears?
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice. No, I
good.
Love it. I
what
love it.
What a gorgeous
it.
Matchup. So we have a prolific offense led by Taysom Hill, and Kamara maybe has COVID, so he might not play. So this could nice. Be an elite clunk it out, dunk it out. You know, 14-10 fest, or if Breeze and Kamara play, they should blow them out of the water, right? But
yeah, the Bears are not good. as a football team. So I would suspect that the Saints will beat them. That is my take on this game.
Good take.
So, but what if Kamara doesn't play? Is it still pretty cut and dry, like a loss? I think it probably is. I don't know. Jesse, you love David Montgomery. Does that sway your opinion at all?
I love David Montgomery very much. I'm trying to rearrange an entire shelf on my wall to fit a David Montgomery card in there. Right. We haven't done it yet, but we're working it.
How big is that card?
It's a big card. I would say, though.
It's a fat head in card form.
While I do I like love it. Kamara, I would say, again, isn't running back is what we've argued before is the most replaceable position probably in football, right? I don't see the team's worse without him. Alvin Kamara is in Witsack. They're worse without him, but like I don't think it actually is going to have a super big impact on the game, whether or not, like, I think it'll be closer if he doesn't play, but I think the Saints without Kamara are still better than the Bears. And I think the Saints without Kamara are like, if we're doing it out of 10, the Saints without Kamara are like a 7. The Saints with Kamara are like an 8, maybe. I don't think it's like this massive drop, because I'm just not on the boat of even elite running back significantly change a team. I don't think that. So
yeah, I think the Bears will score very few points because I think Mitch Trubisky is bad at playing quarterback, and the Saints defense is better than the Packers defense. So I see the Bears not scoring many points, and I don't think they can win that way.
Just so we're clear, this is the game I actually care most about, because if the Bears win, then we get to play the Bears second round. That's already great.
That'd be so nice.
Amazing.
Yeah, and think too, the Bears.
If Trubisky can win a playoff game, they're going to sign him, and that's amazing for the NFC North. That's incredible for all of us.
That's very true.
So yeah. It's hilarious. To playoff Trubisky fan, let's do it. Let's earn yourself a 4-year deal.
I was watching the Bears-Packers game this last Sunday at my dad's house. Scotty O, shout out, password for all of the things that I use. And father, I suppose. It was so predictable. Literally before, so Packers are up 12, Bears get the ball back. It's like, okay, time for a big drive by the Bears. Like, this is going to be an interception thrown over the middle and a double coverage, because as soon as Mitch has to actually do something and isn't throwing like a little curl route to Robinson or a little out to Montgomery, he's just completely useless. And sure enough, two plays in, throws in a double coverage, Amos gets the pick, Packers seal it. But it's so predictable, and I want that for 4 more years. 4 more years, right, fellas?
Yeah, so Matt Nagy is coming back next year for sure, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Yeah, I think so.
Has the Electoral College certified him, or how does?
I forget how the coaching stuff works.
What the Electoral College says.
Most of Chicago is contesting it, but I think he's coming back.
That actually is true. Yeah, so that's good news. But again, this is what we cared the least about, and then the most about. But can we move to a different one?
20 minutes. Yep. I love it.
Yeah. So then let's talk about the other NFC one. That well, there are two more NFC ones, but can we talk about your team?
The Vikings are not in it. Yep. The Kansas City Royals are looking good rounding into the stretch.
I
have to check. You're aware they're not playing right now, because really that's 50-50 that you would know that.
Yes.
Baseball?
No. So Washington has not looked great. I feel like we should at least address last game. I've heard a lot of takes about like Giants fans are super mad. And Eagles fans are like, you play to win the game, all that stuff. Jalen Hurts had a really magical couple weeks, right? But do we really think they would have won that game?
Yes.
Really? Do you really think so?
Hands down.
Do you actually think so?
He went for 2 touchdowns before they pulled him. He couldn't get one more touchdown.
True, but they were still down when they pulled him, which was weird too.
They lost by 6.
It's like the
turnover.
Mitch Trubisky effect. Though,
yeah,
right?
But
like Josh was saying, like when a QB has to actually beat you, can they? And like I don't know if two games into his. Well, I picked him for Roy. Actually, remove me from this
conversation. I think that they had. I think it would have been closer to a coin flip because they've been driving against the football team at least.
They hadn't converted, but
they had a chance. It doesn't matter. But it's ridiculous that was what it came down to, right? Like that's just
tank for picks. Win your other games. I'm sorry, Eagles fans or Giants fans, whoever fans you are.
Right.
But
win games.
Are we all on the Bucs train? I feel like. The Washington football team, maybe just the NFC East in general, like they won like two games once and we kind of thought like, well, maybe they're, but like we all admit they're still very bad. Like there's an incredibly low chance that anything happens besides the Bucs win probably by double digits, right? Is anyone else? Sorry.
Most of these games at the end of the year, divisional games, right? So we've seen all the NFC East teams play each other the past 4 weeks or three or so weeks. So I think that has, And they beat the Seahawks at one point, right? So that was like, ooh, hey, how about that? Frisky, the Giants did. But I think in general we're on the same page that – I mean, Alex Smith is a great story. He came back. He's won a bunch of games, and he just cannot move. Like it looks like he literally cannot run side to side, which is not great as a quarterback.
I think if this were, let's say, maybe 4 weeks ago, then I would at least come out with like, I think they have a chance. I really was not on the Bucs bandwagon. I think it just, even after just the gigantic Saints blowout where they looked just absolutely terrible. And I know me and Kai had the thing where like, oh, the Bucs aren't good, but like, you know, they were looking okay. And then they lost to the Bears. And then they were like, okay, they beat the Packers. They slaughtered the Packers. And then they got absolutely annihilated by the Saints. And it's like, I don't know what this is right now. What is, like, you know, I think they've kind of righted the ship, as mm-hmm. Bucks fans
yes.
might say. They have a ship. There you go. That's what I was ship. Going for. Yep, that's what I was going for. And so I don't think it'll be close. But I could see it being like a defensive battle. But realistically, it is, right? If the Bucks go up by 7 points, the game's over. So
I mean, the truth is, what was Jalen Hurts doing?
Giannis is a good closer. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
When Jalen Hurts was getting longer drives against the Washington football team by scrambling and staying alive because they have a great front four, and there's a chance that Brady just crumbles under that, right? He's not as mobile as obviously Hurts is, so there's a chance that it gets him uncomfortable, similar to what I mean the Giants did in those years that they beat the Patriots. They brought four, and that was all the rush they needed. So there's a chance, but I don't see how the football team scores points. Like, they just don't look like they can score points against an actual NFL defense.
But how about Chase Young, though? That's a franchise cornerstone right there, baby. Just needs like some it. Other
good We're
guys.
Excited about him.
330-pound Chase Young. What a guy.
Here in Minnesota. Tington. It took me way too long. Minnesotington.
Yeah, it's not great.
We're pumped about Chase Young. So the next one is the one that I think is interesting, and we're going to talk about for like 20 minutes, but the Rams and the Seahawks.
We spent way too much time on this in the chat today, so I didn't have any lessons during school. So if any kids are listening to this, I was doing this during school hours. I'm sorry about that. But you didn't show up for your lessons, so what am I supposed to do? So
are you
anyway,
blaming the kids for this?
That's good. So we had a big argument about this one. Ice and I are kind of in the camp that this might be a toss up, could be kind of fun, like an interesting game. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Jesse and Kai, you're like, Seahawks, don't think it'll be close. Don't know why we're talking about it.
Yep. I'm in the camp that you're both very wrong.
It's a good camp. Jesse and I are having fun. We're making s'mores. We're
just, oh my God. Yeah, there's a lake out back.
What?
I'm thinking about how nice I am to you, Josh, right now, because I really want to say camp something and then have you bleep it out. I'm going to give you the option right now to cut
Player
this
option.
And say camp beep. But that's on you.
Okay.
But let me just start with my clarification then. I really do not think the Rams are a good team. I think the Rams are a bad team with Jared Goff. I think the Rams are unsurprisingly worse without Jared Goff. I think they're just beat up and not good, and I don't think McVay's honestly that good of a coach. I also think the Hawks are actually a pretty decent team. I think that they're going well into this game. I think that just 1 week ago, they did very good against this same team. And so I agree. The one part I concede, and I'll pass it over to Josh now, is or whoever, is that division games are weird. I do agree that it makes them harder to predict, but I think that there's a clear better team in the Seahawks and a clear worse and injured and just like fumbling their way into the playoffs team in the Rams.
Yeah, I'll admit that the Rams are not coming in as like, oh yeah, they've got all the momentum. Like that's not the way this team is entering the playoffs, which isn't great. Okay. My whole argument is, especially teams in the NFC West, it seems like they play some weird games, always physical, and the Seahawks especially never seem to make things easy. So I'm not saying they're going to lose, but I think this will be. Is entertaining a good word? No. I think it'll be
Not a good word. Not a good word.
It's a terrible word. Remove it from the dictionary.
I don't think it'll be entertaining. I don't think it'll be fun to watch, but I think it'll end up being a one-score game late, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I just don't think there's much offense on either side. I think Russell Wilson's not been very good this year recently, and the Rams are really, really good on defense, so. Yeah, I think it'll be close. It'll be fun. Not fun.
No.
The opposite of fun. It'll be awful.
Wait, we actually all agree on one thing about this game. It's going to be bad. Like, we all are on the same side of that coin. So that's nice.
That's true.
All right. That's the NFC ugliness.
Now, all of it. Yeah, it's the ugliness.
Okay, now I want to do this transition. I was talking to, I think it was my older brother about this, or maybe a student or something, but we were arguing that, whatever.
Same thing, right?
Who knows? They're the same. Yeah.
I was arguing that I, in my mind, every team who made the playoffs in the AFC would be favored against at least three. And I guess this is, I don't want to get into the Rams again, at least three of the NFC, if not a coin toss with four of the NFC teams, in the Bears, in the Washington team, in the Rams, and in the Bucks. Like, I even think like Bucks Colts would still be a close game.
Is this a larger problem with just like the whole seven playoff teams format just probably isn't great. Like,
well, it worked great for the AFC. Like, those all those seven deserved it. I think the problem is the NFC's seven. You know,
right. Like, it's because yeah, the whole thing is like in years past, there's been tons of 10-win teams that have gotten left out, and it sucks. But now we're just letting in the 500 Bears. The whole win your division thing is done. I don't know. Just revamp all the playoffs. 12 good teams. I don't care what conference you're from. Just 12 good teams.
I would support that because I don't think seven was necessarily an issue because Miami definitely deserves to be in over the Bears or over the Washington football team this year, right? So, like, the issue wasn't the seven. Somehow we needed eight in the AFC and six in the NFC and do that kind of weighted average thing. But, that was my take was that I think every single team in the AFC would be favored or like coin flip again at least three, if not four, of the NFC teams, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like.
Yep. I think that's right. I think the AFC. I mean, and the AFC teams match up really well. AFC games, I think, are actually going to be genuinely fun.
Which one?
I'm excited to talk about them.
Let's start with Colts Titans then, huh? I think that one. I mean, or sorry.
They do Colts, not play
Colts.
Each other.
Colts.
Oh. Yep.
Sorry. I think we start.
That's
with Colts.
The matchup we all want, though, in our hearts.
Right.
Colts, Bills. I think Colts, Bills, I'll just go real quick. I don't have a lot of takes on it. I think the Bills are very good. I think I'm still very much in the wait until Josh Allen does it camp, you know?
It's Jesse and I are just camping out. I love it.
We're just, oh my God, our camps are so fun. I love our camps. I think it is clearly that Josh Allen's a better quarterback. Also, clearly that Phillip Rivers is the more experienced. Not trying to say that Phillip Rivers is now going to be better.
It's good experience, yeah.
It's not a lot of.
Well, that'll be fun trivia.
Yeah. So
let's do this trivia. How many playoff games has Phillip Rivers played? Really quick, I'll look it up.
Two.
Five. Anyone?
Two.
That's definitely high.
He's been in the league like 15 years, though.
5, 22, Josh.
Two.
What? He played with like
it was
LT?
11.
Oh, hey!
11.
There we go.
I'll take it.
I don't know if we could take anything
I'll
from
take
that.
It. But...
seems like a very middle-of-the-road number.
Does he have a playoff record? Like, that might be fair. Has he ever won a playoff?
He's 11-0.
He's 5-6. He's 5-6 in the playoffs. Which is
that's
not too bad, actually. I thought it'd be worse.
So
but
I, like
I think
it, yeah.
I think if the Bills can even be 75% of the team they've been, they take this easily, right? Like, not...
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the Colts.
Yep,
I mean, the
Colts
it.
Are 90% of who they are. They take this without a doubt.
I mean, if the beast Jonathan Taylor comes out and is himself, you know, I think they've got a real chance. I think the Bills are playing their best football right now, and I think the Colts are fine, and I think that'll mean the Bills win.
Are any of us, just out of curiosity, you don't have to go too far, yes or no, are any of us willing to say the Bills are the best team in the AFC? I've heard it said by pundits. Nah. I don't agree, but I've heard it said. I'm a no. I'm definitely a no.
They're not the best football team, but I think they're playing the best right now. I don't think that means that they're going to win, but I think of the AFC teams, they're playing the best of those teams. I don't think they are the best team, though.
I really want to be able to. I want a hot take.
Yep.
I think it's – yeah, they're definitely playing the best, but no, they're not better than the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are the best.
Yeah, but the Chiefs are winning by one score every game, but some of those games are real. Like, they're really winning by one score.
The weather's nice. You're allowed to count them. All right, I'm sorry.
Right. That's a classic.
All right. Game two. Who wants someone else? What do we got two left?
The one I'm most excited about is the Titans Ravens. I think it's genuinely going to be a really good game and a fun game.
Mm-hmm. What an awesome, what an awesome matchup. I think that matchup's going to be better than at least one of the NFC divisional rounds. That's going to be a great game.
It would be the NFC championship game, if we're being honest with ourselves.
It's the Super Bowl of the NFC.
The Titans got completely shut down by the Packers, but not every team is the Packers. You know, we get that. We understand that not every team can be that good. The Ravens come in. Ravens come in with like a huge point differential because they're beating all the bad teams like 46-3, and that's good, I suppose. But they're not beating all the good teams 46-3, so it's not great. So I think what's interesting about this is the Titans defense is bad in the secondary, and the Ravens offense is good in the front. So I'm not sure who wins there. But I think the Ravens can stop Derrick Henry a little bit or slow him down. I mean, the Texans are atrocious. I'm sorry, Texans, but
hey,
Derrick Henry run. Yeah. Sorry. That was your prediction. Derrick Henry has gotten like over 200 yards the last three times he's played the Texans. Like, come on, guys. I mean, seriously, I don't feel like it's that insane. I think the Titans are a little overmatched here. I think the Ravens actually pulled the upset in Tennessee. Mm. But anyway, I think it'll be a fun game.
I agree with that.
Excited about the. Oh, it feels
no
like a very.
Mike Vrabel. I mean, we already talked about this. Man has his bleep on the line, like literally. I'm going Vrabel. Give me Titans. Give me Tannehill. Give me AJ Brown. Give me all on my fantasy team. This is my fantasy.
I mean, what the Titans do just translates so well to the playoffs. It's like we have exactly three players on offense that we funnel everything through, and it just ISO AJ Brown, ISO Derrick Henry.
What is this we? You just picked the Ravens. You don't get to say we now with the Titans.
We
here on the Titans. We are great. This is the Jesse Kai pod. I'm on board. I'm gonna go Titans on this one. I think the Ravens are very good. I think Lamar has has you know admittedly struggled in the past. I think you know they have the better defense, but the Titans game is just really good. You know, and Derrick Henry is just insane. You know, and so
well, and this is a rematch of last year too, which is interesting. Basically, the same teams coming back. It's not like there's anything massively changed between them, so that's fun too.
Well, my one question, anyone can answer this: wasn't the Titans' defense pretty good last year, or no?
Last year, yeah,
it wasn't a dumpster fire this year.
I didn't follow at all, but I remember the first time people were like, Titans. I don't follow defenses at all. I just watch games, and you know, my eye tests are terrible, and but I was like. How did they get so bad? Did they lose a bunch of players? Is there a defensive coordinator shift? Because I remember last year, at least no one was going to say it was going to lose them games, you know, where it feels like this year it's going to lose them games, you know? I just don't know how that happens so quick year to because it doesn't feel like there's any monumental shifts on either team, but clearly the Titans come in with the worst defense for sure. And so that'll
be it's crazy.
Tough. But.
Yeah, I can't think of who they might have lost. Yeah, I don't know why they're so much worse. They added Jadeveon Clowney and then he got hurt. They don't pressure the quarterback at all, I know, but I guess that's a good question. Why were they better this or last year than this year? I don't really know. But they're really bad. And so I think this game could go either way. I just think it'll be the Ravens. And apparently, I bet on them to go to the Super Bowl. I said they go to the Super Bowl, so I
had to Ravens, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
All right, let's talk about the playoff perennial team, Cleveland Browns. They've been here before. They'll be here again.
Another year.
Can we pull out some? Give me some 2002 trends. We got the George W. Bush administration. We got us in second grade. Tamagotchi pets were probably big back then. I don't know.
Tamagotchi.
Yes, definitely Tamagotchi. As much as I love Tamagotchi.
19 years, boys. Come on.
What are the odds?
No, that's fair. No, that's
made
totally
a Tamagotchi at one point. I feel like, you know, for like really rich kids, they had their Tamagotchis. Feel like that happened. I love that.
Oh, apparently, fashion trends in 2002: frosted lip gloss. Ugh.
Still,
honestly, I wore that all the time.
Still in today.
Trucker hats. I feel like
big second grade me.
Low-rise jeans, lace-up jeans. It's all just about jeans. Ayo. Jeans with no back pockets.
Jeans were big.
2002.
Jeans with bedazzled pockets.
The year of the jeans.
Oh, do you guys remember tattoo choker necklaces? Yeah. So basically,
tattooed my choker necklace.
Tattooed choker necklaces.
It was honestly one of the worst tattoos I've ever gotten.
Second grade B shouldn't have committed all that body space
honestly,
to it.
Second grade parents shouldn't have let me get a choker tattoo. That's on them. But
I was still growing into my body at that point.
Not as bad as a lion back tattoo, am I right?
All denim, everything. All denim.
Sorry, Brady.
Brady can just wear a denim jacket to cover the tattoo. Okay, so Browns.
Browns Steelers. I don't feel good about this game.
This game
makes me feel gross.
I feel like can we agree it's moot because they're both going to lose to the Bills or Colts the next round.
Yeah, I think the moot part's absolutely a great call.
Yeah.
And the Steelers are stumbling as bad as you can stumble in the playoffs.
Yeah. To be clear, this game happened last week, the Browns and the Steelers played all their second string guys and almost won, almost kept the Browns from the playoffs. Yeah. So that's weird. That's not what you would expect.
I mean, I think the only, like, in my mind, the only interesting angle to this game is, like, at one point, the Steelers were really good, right? Like, can they maybe get back to that? I don't think any of us thinks that, to be fair. I don't think that. But, like, you know, that's the only angle I can try and spin.
I feel 2008, that team with Hines Ward, Jerome Bettis,
to get back to that.
I think if for the record, every game that the Browns play is outside in a typhoon, they could go to the Super Bowl. I'm ready to say it right now.
Dude,
they have a game for that. I'm ready for it.
Weather man time. With the cursing of it. I mean, I'm just saying.
The Super Bowl's in Tampa. Typhoon season, baby.
Is it playing the Super Bowl in a typhoon?
The Packers are totally going to win the first ever Super Bowl with no fans in a pandemic because, like, a there's a monsoon.
There are ready-made memes for the Browns going to a fanless Super Bowl, right? Like that's just too easy. That joke's too easy. It's too easy.
Anyway, those are the playoffs. Any last thoughts about the NFL season before we come back with some NBA stuff?
I mean, wow, shout out to the Packers. You guys made this year a lot of fun. And
that's been incredible. Yeah.
That was fun. Let's do it again soon, Matt LaFleur.
Shout out to the Vikings. You guys played some football this year.
Hey, Dalvin Cook, a lot of money.
And Jefferson, that's like a top two offensive players to be. You know, I wouldn't want to pair him with anyone else besides two or three other guys. But, you know.
And NBA time, where things get much happier for Minnesota sports. We'll be right back. And we're back. Welcome back.
What's up, listeners? Hope you had a nice little vacation during the ad break. Maybe you pulled into a gas station. Maybe you're halfway through a run. If you are, keep going. Keep pushing. You got this.
Yep, never stop. You can do it.
Okay. Do I have to bleep that? I think I have
our listeners.
We're doing our Daryl Philbin generic advice.
I came in at the wrong time.
Josh is on the bleep game tonight. Josh, I'm about to bleep that. I'm about to bleep that question.
I feel like I'm being overly censored. Do you guys feel like maybe you're being just a little overly censored here? Because that's like the power problem.
You can bleep it in post. You'll be fine. You can go ahead and take care of that.
Well, I'm always the one who asked you. So. All right, welcome back. What are we doing?
NBA time, baby. Mm. We're in game what, like 7, 8, 9 of the NBA season. There was a preseason, and now we're in the actual season. Yeah.
Josh, why was 6 afraid of 7?
Why?
Anyone else know?
I'm withholding this. This is such a good joke. You guys are gonna laugh.
I heard it once a long time ago, something about dietary restrictions or something.
7, 8, 9.
Oh, there it was. Oh, my God.
Bingo.
If you're listening to this pod right now and you heard that joke, you should think about why you are still listening to this pod right now.
Why you're listening, yeah.
And then keep running.
But if you're running, keep running at all costs. Never
so do we want to just kind of do first reactions, first takes? I like the idea of a team that started better than you think or worse than you think. I mean, there's a lot of ways. I'll just start. Are the Raptors bad? I'm going to watch them.
No.
Or they're playing the Celtics right now,
no.
I believe. No, no, it's just a bad start.
Oh, they're currently down by 20 to the Celtics.
They're about to go 1-5 to start the season. Oh, and two of our illustrious pod members say they are not bad. So
I would like to change my answer to maybe.
Can I get a 50-50 lifeline here?
Yes, but maybe not.
I want to agree that they're not bad, but like also. I was going to say nothing's shown me that they're not, but I've watched none of their games, so I'm going to stop talking.
I think this is really the answer to our time. I think a fair point to consider is that they do have a top 2 or 3 coach in the league, and the East is still bad, so they're probably still going to be like a 5 or 6 seed or whatever, right? So sure. Just have patience.
The real question is, okay, so what do we take away from the first week of the NBA season in general, right?
Oh,
because
boy.
It seems like as an overarching thing, it's been all over the place, right? Just in terms of results, like it's just been all over the place. So I'm not sure if that's going to be
over
a thing
the
all
top,
season, or like, if that's going to be just a thing right now.
Currently, the first place of the 1 through 3 seeds in each conference are the Sixers, Pacers, Cavs, and then the Clippers, Suns, Lakers. So some of those seem fair.
Like the West,
some of them
like the whole
yeah,
West
the West is
reasonable.
Okay. Yeah, the West is okay. The East is. What's going on? Like, especially the Cavs. Like, I think Cavs are most shocking, I guess. But I can't name you four
Sexland,
people
baby.
On the Cavs. I think
we
I
have just, to be
yeah.
able to say that, Josh. That has to
yeah,
be allowed.
Please don't bleep it.
Did you have an L to his name? It's Sexton, right?
No, there's also Darius Garland. Who I wanted
so
the Wolves to take, by
the
way.
Sexland.
Yeah, I think you combined two players into Sexland, which we cannot say on the pod. That's a terrible thing, Mark.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's their nickname. You have to be able to say
it. Oh, can write it. All right, so I am not. I am out of the loop. Sexland.
Pod name. Apparently, we can say Sexland.
Mom, if you're listening, it's allowed. Adam or not Adam Schefter, one of the NBA guys tweeted it. Who was Zach Lowe? Woj tweeted it. It's fine.
So
I did leaked it. It's not fine. So
also, tampering. Mom, you never listen to my podcast.
Why did you pick this one?
Why are you still here 40 minutes in, Mom?
We literally
Mom,
did
go back to your run.
We turned Darn. 6 afraid of 7 into a 1 minute joke, Mom. Why are you
Come
still
on,
here?
Mom.
Right.
I thought
so
more highly
I,
of you. Anyway.
Put me in the camp that I think up through about
are we on Toronto still.
The 20-game mat. No, I'm talking about the NBA in general. The 20-game point in time, we're going to have crazy results over the league. Like, I just think that we're people getting used to the travel schedule, the overnight in the same city for a couple of days, the back-to-backs that are there, the no fans.
The COVID.
Like, I think it'll be – we probably won't see standings that make sense until game 40 to 50, I don't think, out of our 70 games.
Holy cow.
That was actually going to be one of my questions I had prepped is how long until we look at the standings and go – yeah, that seems about right. And I guess
I'd say about game 40 or 50.
Yeah,
I was about to say about like game 40 to 50
yeah,
somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think we all had our answer preset for that question. Good thing
you emailed that question out ahead of time.
Yeah,
so
good thing we did that. Our pre-pod production meeting we always do, which is good that we did that. Yeah, I think.
But I don't know what it is. I don't. Why is it so strange? I guess like. Why are we seeing these 20-point, 40-point, 30-point swings between teams? I mean, the Bucks obviously had a pretty obvious one with the Heat, but I mean, every team, I feel like, so far has lost just a weird game at some point or another where it's like, oh, the Nets lost by 20 to the Magic? Like, okay. It's like why? I don't understand it. I'm not sure if we have any realizations, but I just think it's been a weird start.
My take is it's a weird one, but, like, do you think without fans, like, it's caused three-point shooting to go up? Or just scoring to go, like,
I just think wonder if, like, without fans, it's, yeah. I think that's the biggest thing. I think NBA is one of the biggest fan sports, right? So I think without fans, it's just significantly different. Like, that's why we're seeing all this, weirdness. And that's why, you know, it's going to take a while, because I think it is. But I guess they already did the bubble, so that take isn't great because they've done this, right? This isn't, I guess, travel. Yeah.
But we can all agree that bubble results didn't count. I mean, like, the Heat beat the Bucks. Like, what? Fake. No, that hasn't happened.
Never seen that before. Yeah.
But no, I think that there's some truth to that. Maybe what the taking away the fans does is it increases the variance in you know, just in general. Yeah, like, because you don't have the caps on the away teams in the same way. So it's like, sure, I'll make 23s this game just because, you know, whereas if there was a stadium full of fans, like, maybe that would have been, you know, kind of shut down earlier. Who knows? I'm just pondering it out loud.
Welcome to the pod, like, every single segment that we do. Out loud pondering.
Apparently we just ponder out loud. Yes, that's what we do. So anyway, the Bucks have not been great. I know we talk a little bit about our teams here. Right now we're 500. I came out a little sad on the night the Bucks, like, made the NBA record for threes, which was a weird job by me. But the Bucks are
up by 40, but I'm more depressed than ever.
it's. I mean, honestly, the Bucks have won three games, and in those three games, they've made 20-plus threes, and they have lost three games, and in those losses, they have not made 20-plus threes. I mean, that's basically been their season, and I hope that is not what we rely on the rest of the year, because three-point shooting is variant, and I don't like relying on that if we can help it.
I do think we've definitely upgraded our shooting, though, right? You trade Bledsoe for Drew. You trade
Drew Bledsoe.
and then you package them together for Drew Bledsoe.
The comeback tour. The Drew Bledsoe reunion tour for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Basketball tour.
But I feel like Bryn Forbes is basically like a Kyle Korver, but a guy that can actually, like, move still, kind of. And DJ Augustine can make that. I feel like we've at least added more shooters. Not that it's – I want to, be jacking 53s a game, but I do think – we're more equipped to, like, have guys knock down open shots, which has
have
been
more,
our
more
nights
where
nemesis.
We make those high number of threes, and it's not just completely variant. Sure, that's reasonable. So the Bucks are 500 right now, about where we expect
about
them to be
to
at
be
the end
not.
Of the year.
We're currently eviscerating the Detroit Pistons tonight. Sorry, Jesse, but
my team that I clearly have put so much time and effort into caring about. No.
Shoot, guys.
Oh, darn it. I will say between Kai and the Rockets, Josh and the Jets, Ice and the Washington football team, and maybe that's because you guys got NBA teams that, like, or NFL teams, but I have done the worst of my teams. I have given very little effort to Detroit.
To keep up with them?
Yep, very little energy has been given to Detroit, and that's on me and also on Detroit. So
I think we let Kai off a little light with the Patriots. I don't think we gave Kai nearly enough crap for the first year of him rooting for the Patriots. Is the worst year in, like, 20 years.
That's true.
Are we correlating now? Are we correlating those two things?
That's absolutely why.
I didn't inflate their balls enough. That's kind of what happened. Yeah.
Don't you dare bleep that out. That's clean.
Yep, that's fair. I wasn't going to say anything.
Jesse, my rookie of the year pick, Killian Hayes, just looks like he got hurt. So this isn't great.
Oh.
Killian.
Who's he play for?
For you. Yeah.
Never mind. I already know. Okay.
Jesse, you want to talk about the Wolves start a little bit? What you've seen from the Minnesota team?
I will. So we started off pretty well, actually. We had kind of a lame game against the Pistons that we did end up winning, but it was like we just beat the Pistons and we were losing the whole game and then we won at the end. And then the second game got kind of hype. We were playing against the Jazz. No one really likes the Jazz. There's a big, like, amongst Wolves fans, there's a big anti-Rudy Gobert thing. Is that just everyone? Does everyone hate him because of the COVID thing? Or what's
the
deal?
I mean, that was a pretty bad look, right? That
tough
was
to
COVID
loved.
Stuff. Okay, so everyone hates Rudy Gobert. I'm fine with that. I was just I was
probably
confused by
snails
that.
For breakfast. Ice. I mean,
got
ooh,
him.
I don't know if we can say that. Bleep it.
Bleep it.
He probably eats beep for breakfast. So that was really exciting. But in that game, like with like 3 minutes, 4 minutes left, and then when it went into overtime, so maybe it was in overtime, I don't remember. But Karl Anthony Towns went up, and he was going up, I think, for a rebound, and he got knocked over by Rudy, and he landed on his wrist. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Rudy's fault. And he landed on his wrist, and now he might not play for the rest of the season.
Okay.
It's just like, all right. I've seen reports where he might not play for the rest of
really?
The season.
Really? The last thing I saw was week to week.
And I have seen reports that it could be, and it was from one of those Twitter doctors. But either way. Either way.
I'm one of those Twitter doctors, for what it's worth. Follow me.
I'm
happy
okay, so,
I'll give you all the injury updates you need.
If you want the emotional place where Timberwolves fans are at right now, they're like, well, the Twitter doctors said we're screwed, so we're screwed.
Okay, I want to be clear where Ice is at. None of me is at Twitter doctor place yet.
I am definitely at
that's
Twitter
like
doctor.
The A stage
I just,
of hell,
everything,
right? Like...
it's, we're just in, we're where we always are. We have no future hope. We have no pick this year. So if we get, I'm serious. I think we are
25. They're really good.
Are they? Have you watched D'Angelo Russell play basketball?
Yeah. I'm not going to stand
you
by D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo, what? Ice, we had so many debates where you told me he was so good, and now he's on.
Okay,
your team.
And then this year he has been just awful, like objectively terrible. So it's a bad place to be right now. It's not fun to be a Timberwolves fan. It never has been, but this right now it's especially nice.
Really
all right,
I would like to, can I at least counter a little bit to Ice? Ice also hates
yeah, go
the
for
fact
it.
We got the one seed.
I've had
so like I want to just you know
the one seed. When's the last time we got the one seed? We got the number one
that's
pick. That's
all
the
right,
biggest
right.
The biggest thing we've had to celebrate in a long time. So
I
go
would
on.
Like
is it Anthony Edwards? Hasn't he looked good though?
Yes. Yeah, so.
He looked good, really good the first few games, and then these last
yeah,
couple
he's
of games.
He's gonna be up and down.
Go on. That was clearly a lie.
he asked another question. New information.
Kidding. All I gotta say is I watched those first two games and I was hyped. And then we lost Kat and I got sad. But I'm not ready to just give up on the season. I think with Kat and we are a fun young team, the one thing I do really hate is our coach. I am not a Ryan Saunders guy at all. I think that he is
not as a person. He seems like a fine
person.
No,
I had lunch with him once, and he was very rude to me.
Oh, that's fine.
No.
Okay, no, that, I didn't know.
I think
know.
We are
sorry.
Young and fun. I think it's just like very...
No, we are
okay,
not.
Wow.
You're really young.
It's very,
go
it's
on,
very
go on.
Wolvesy that we had two amazing games, and then our star player, you know, the crux of this whole thing goes out, and now it's just sad. So like,
it's very Wolvesy to define an amazing game.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can pile on. That's where we're at, right? Like, who cares, man?
Okay. You don't get to be the Wolves correspondent anymore. You're out. I don't, or maybe we should
put him on Loon's duty or something.
Ice and I should just do a podcast together called, like, Glass Half, and then Ice can be negative and I'll be positive the whole time.
That's actually great. I would do that. I'd definitely
dude,
do that.
That game.
Good cop. Cop.
We, like, Ice, we won by 30. Yeah, but we shot like garbage. Like, okay. But I think it's been not the best start. Okay, the actual start, the first two games, fun and hype. Then we lost Kat. I'm not ready to say what the season's like because if we lose Kat for the season, then yeah. Then I'm going to join Ice in his sadness boat. But for now, I'm still in, I'm on the dock of the excitement boat waiting for it to come back out of port. I'm going to stop the analogy. It failed horribly from the kick. But I'm not ready to give in. I think that the cat wolves that I saw this season were fun. And I'm just going to wait until those come back and disappoint me. And then I'll be sad.
Anyway,
all right, good. That's your NBA update.
that's your NBA minute. Hopefully, you're sad now too.
So, do we have more? So, the other thing I'm thinking about as we produce on air is we should probably take 5 minutes and an update on our New Year's resolutions, how they're going to the listeners. Yeah. But I want us to finish NBA stuff that we have to talk about. Basically, we talked about the Raptors, meh or unknown question mark. The Bucks, meh, and the Wolves, meh. Anything else we've got for NBA?
Yeah, let's buy, sell a really strong start. Buy, sell the Suns.
Buy all the way.
Buy.
Give me,
yeah.
In fact,
Kai convinced me. Kai convinced me on the Suns. Thank you, Kai.
Okay, I would say I'm not like selling that they're good, but I'm gonna sell that they're this good. Like I'm selling them down to about a 6 seed still. Yeah, like, so if you're buying them as a top 4 seed, I would sell that. I'm gonna sell them as a playoff team, but not a contender, obviously.
Yep, okay. I like it. I'll buy it because I think that the Suns are fun, and I know they'll beat the Bucks twice if we ever play them. So I'm ready for that.
That's our...
We talked about the East bad team. Are the Nuggets worse than we thought, or just starting bad? Because some of us
worse than we thought.
Yeah, some of us had the Nuggets as the one. Kai, where did you put the Nuggets? Did you put them as your one seed?
I think I have like 8 or hovering.
As I predicted in our NBA preview pod, the Nuggets could not sustain with just 2 stars, and it has that Jamal Murray hasn't kept up his pace. I predicted it 100% with no wavering, and that's what I remember. So Nuggets are bad. I'm sticking with it.
Weren't they the number one seed last year? Or the one in the West? Yeah. I'll if you guys are buying them being bad, I'll take the obvious and no, they're probably really good.
I'm selling that the Nuggets are fine. Yeah.
I just know that the Kings have just been trashing the Nuggets up and down the court. I mean, if they get a matchup with the Kings, they're done for. That's all I know for sure.
Gosh, we tried to give you a bad NBA team, got the Kings. How did I end up with the
Who gave him the Kings? I didn't give him the Kings. Yeah.
No, you're okay.
De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, Tyrese Halliburton. Oh, baby.
Ooh. My picks were amazing. I picked the Patriots for Kai. I picked the Jets for Josh. And I picked some Detroit team for Jesse. Yeah. Who cares?
I think you picked the Red Wings for me. Which, to be fair, historically the worst of the three. Or recently they've been historically bad. So that's kind of fun. You know, we had those stats about goal differential.
Yeah.
But that's about that it. Otherwise, yeah.
Anyways. What have the Lions? Lions would have been not as cruel, I feel like.
I would have actually enjoyed that. A little DeAndre Swift action. I would have followed up on that.
Yeah, he's cool.
He already followed up the Lions. It's good. He already knew.
Oh, well.
Okay, so all right. So Kai, I feel bad because we didn't give you one, but I also feel not bad at all because you don't have one. The New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, no, what I've been doing is every day I wake up at 6 a.m., do meditation for 3 hours.
And cry. Yeah,
cry.
Cry.
Cry. Cry, meditate, run. Eat a healthy, gluten-free tofu pasta protein bar.
Gross.
And then
is this Jesse's thing? Does Jesse cry all the time in the morning? I didn't know that.
It does sound like a bad New Year's. Like, every day you should laugh, cry, and love. So my New Year's revolution is to wake up every morning in tears. All every morning.
I cry first thing, so I get it out of the way. Yep.
Some mornings I feel happy, so I just punch myself in the knee in that particular spot that hurts. Just get a good crying in the morning. Yeah, beat the joke too far.
Anyway,
I'm doing
Jesse.
Okay.
Tell us how's your cash doing? Yeah,
cash only. Before I went on the pod, I had to text my brother and see if he would be willing to pay the water and trash bill this month because I can't. I also had to clarify that I also could not Venmo him back for it until the 17th. If he paid,
I could just get you all the cash you need, yep, brother.
Annie ordered us some food last night, and I had to inform her I could not Venmo her. I will have to pay her in cash. It honestly, it makes me sound really sketchy. Yeah, it makes me sound sketchy.
Right.
As I like go around and like pay for my drugs at Walgreens in cash, you know, just straight cash, homie.
Do you carry your cash in like a plastic bag, or how do you transport said cash?
And one of those Ziploc freezer bags. I got a lot of ones, so it's good. I threw some flour in there too, just to make people question exactly what's in the money. But otherwise it has the positive side. So the negative side is everything. The positive side is I've been noticing I've been noticing how much money I spend, I guess, when I have to hand over cash every time. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take out $200. This is gonna last me. Okay, I'm gonna take out a little more money, but this one's gonna last me a while. So like, you know, the amount of money I spend has become very obvious. So it very happy we went with 2 weeks. I think it would be nearly impossible.
You guys only did two. I've been doing. Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be doing my cry, sneeze, laugh thing for. For a month.
Christ, he's
every day.
All right. Ice, betting update. How's it going?
I'm up. I'm up right now. What am I up right now? I think I'm up like $2. I've only been betting. You told me I could only bet $1 at a time. But no, you didn't say that. You said it had to be a minimum of $1. I've stuck to $1. I'm sure that'll ramp up. You'll slowly start to see, like, right now, what is it today? It's the 4th, January 4th. When we pod again in like 2 weeks, I'll be like, okay, guys, I just put down action tonight. I have two games. I put 15 on each. I just put more money into Bovada. So, like, no, but for now, I'm good. I'm good with not getting addicted, but I'm sure that will happen sometime soon, which seems like potentially the master plan that you guys were working on.
It works. So. We did it, Jesse. We created addiction.
Ice has the best one. He just gets the bet. No. Ice is a long-term game, all right? We're playing
a long time. Yeah. Ice.
This is going to cripple him for years, guys.
Oh, Lord. And Josh, how's the McDonald's?
This is really putting a strain on my marriage. If I can be upfront with you guys, really, really struggling, Sadie and I, with this whole thing, because I have drug her along to McDonald's several times in the past. It's only been 4 days. Like, it's literally been 4 days and it's already almost too much. So I'll just give you a quick rundown of what I've gotten in my reviews. Started day one with the McRib.
Can you rank them? You don't have to do sequential. I just want to hear. Well, no. Okay. Sorry.
I will rank them non-sequential. The worst thing I had was the McRib. It was awful.
that's going to be the worst thing, no matter how long this list gets. That will stay at the bottom.
It tasted bad. It looked gross. It was too big. Like, I felt like I was eating it for forever. Like, why was it so much fake rib meat? Like, anyway, it was bad. The McRib was not tasty.
Josh, did I tell you guys? I think I did. The length of how long the McRib's allowed to sit in the heater for?
Days, weeks.
So
like a regular burger patty is 2 hours. A quarter pounder is up to 4 hours. After you cook it, you put it in the heater. The McRib is 12 hours it can sit in the heater pad for.
They made that thing in 2020, Josh.
So if you ordered it at 4 right. p.m., it very likely might have been made at 5 a.m. And it would have been okay. They would have served that to you. Insider
that's
information.
That's not what I wanted to hear. So that was bad. The McRib was bad. I ate it. I was supposed to have my third. I was supposed to have a yogurt parfait, which my local McDonald's, shout out Marathon McDonald's for not having yogurt parfaits, forced me into an improvisation at the window, which is always scary. I went with the thing that most I thought replicated a yogurt parfait, which was oatmeal and fruit. And the oatmeal was gross. It was just bad. It's not good oatmeal.
Jesse, what's their oatmeal sitting like? Is this oatmeal that was made seven years ago?
No, like, yeah, right. To be very clear. No, the oatmeal really comes like you make oatmeal at home. It's just in a brown bag that you just dump in and add hot water. It's literally the oatmeal that you make at home that we just make for you behind the counter. And pretend
it was very wet. Oatmeal. I like my oatmeal to be a little more
solid.
Textured.
I like not eating a liquid oatmeal.
I'm honestly surprised that we don't offer Easy Mac cups at this point in McDonald's because that's pretty much what we do.
But
the insider information makes this twice as good. I'm glad that this is where we're at.
With the oatmeal, they did throw in a little baggie of apples and a little baggie of cranberries.
See,
and
they knew it was bad.
Raisins.
Like, we gotta do this.
And that was good. Right. Still okay. Third out of my four things. Number two was the fish fillet. I enjoyed the tartar sauce. I thought the tartar sauce was tasty. Yep. It was the right size, meaning that I didn't have to eat it like the McRib. It was the day after having the McRib. So basically it was just like prisoner syndrome, whatever that's called, where it's just like anything is better than this.
I guess
that's the opposite of what I just said, but you understand what I'm saying. The McRib was so terrible that fish fillet was incredible. I'm like, wow, this feels like real fish,
like,
and
Amsterdam
isn't
syndrome.
Like a pound and covered in barbecue sauce. I love it. So that was good. And then my favorite, I mean, it wasn't a happy meal. It was a mighty meal, fellas. That was the real deal. That was six chicken nuggets, some chocolate milk, some apples. Those little fries come in such a tiny little container. Mm-hmm. It's the cutest thing. And I got a toy out of the deal. I mean, that's a hard number one.
Moonwind.
I didn't realize you were on the Mighty Meal, Josh. That's you've really grown up. I'm really proud of you.
So anyway, I've gained 15 pounds in pure sugar. That's how I gained.
Instead of Super Size Me, Josh's documentary is just going to be Mighty Meal. I've had a Mighty Meal once a day for
me. Mighty Meal Mighty me. Meal me.
Mighty Meal once a day for a year.
Do I bleep that, or is that good? I don't know if that's.
I think it's fine.
No, that's so. Anyway, McDonald's has been. Also much more expensive than I thought it would be when I decided to do it.
Yeah, that's well, because I was actually about to give you tomorrow's on air. Kai's complaint is that we were going too easy on you and that we were giving you all the light things.
Oh, no.
So I wanted to switch it up, and the double quarter pounder seems like a good one for tomorrow.
See, that's what this is supposed to be. Josh is eating a bunch of mediocre burgers.
Right.
That's a half pound of burger right there. Yeah.
All right. If you check out our Twitter feed tomorrow, I'll post a picture of me covered in grease after eating a double quarter pounder. That's what gets the subscribers.
Keep in mind, he's either ordering this at 5 a.m. or
4 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. Please don't order it on your way into school. Please don't do the double quarter pounder before your 8 a.m. lesson.
Is that even possible? Could I do that for breakfast or no?
I think they even McDonald's has some standards, and I don't think they make the burgers that early in the morning. But oh man, well good luck.
If it was a McRib though, you'd be so set. It's from 5 p.m. that night.
Well, we'll check back in next week. We'll feel how these New Year's resolutions are going. I'm excited to check back in. These are kind of fun.
I gotta go find exact change to pay my brother the bill that he's gonna pay for me. So we're gonna do that.
I had a gamble on something I don't care about.
This is the best.
Poor me.
Yeah, I even helped you. I even loaned you you didn't have to set up a bank account. It's like, hey, do you want my money? I already am a degenerate.
Yeah, the whole thing you're is very finding nice a sketchy it. Account that you end up putting your own credit card information on. Like, well, I hope this works.
Not all of us signed for betonmenow.org.com. Like, come on, man.
That's
there
true.
Was one time, so this is, no one's listening at this point, so it's fine. There was one time where there was a full day when I wanted to bet on the NFL, and every time I went to log into the mobilesportsbetting.net, the home screen said, "We're sorry, someone has hacked our system. We'll be up and running whenever we can."
No.
Oh no!
Even didn't they say they were being aggressively hacked? Didn't they add that?
Yeah, I think that was what it was. There was an aggressive hacking of our system.
It wasn't just a hacking. Backslash, they sent guys to physically beat up the people who run the servers. It was an aggressive hacking.
I'm excited to get all my Bitcoin at the end of this experience. I'm a millionaire.
All right, folks. Well, if you're still around, this is like an hour and a half in at this point.
If you're still running, good God, please stop.
Stop running.
Let's spice it up. If anyone tweets at us the code word, 12-hour McRib, I'll Venmo you $1. All right.
Oh, tweet at us. Hello.
I like that.
12. Oh shoot! I will mail you. Yeah. You need to tweet at us 12-hour McRib with your address, and then I will mail you $1 in the mail.
This is incredible. All right. Well, we'll see you next week when we talk about more sports things and not sports things.